some of the teachings of the Tzemach Tzadik. I've told you he's written literally hundreds of thousands of pages. We have from the writings of the Tzemach Tzadik. We don't have all of that. We have tens of thousands, probably. And I'm just going to basically spend a couple of weeks choosing a few different items, those that contain the least amount of Kabbalistic material, so people like ourselves can try at least to understand what the Rebbe is talking about, what the Tzemach Tzadik is talking about, but to give a feel for the kind of Baal Machshava, the breadth and the depth of his thinking, which is just astounding. And to gain some sort of an appreciation into the contribution of the Tzemach Tzadik to Chassidus and to Machshava in general, to Jewish thought. So we're going to use some teachings. We'll start with a teaching from the Sefer Derech Mitzvosech that he wrote. I think he was 17 years old. And that's when we were worried about graduation and stuff like that. Worried about our graduation gowns. So we're going to learn this piece from the Derech Mitzvosech on the Isser of Sinas Yisrael. The Sefer Derech Mitzvosech, we once did a piece from the difficult piece from the Derech Mitzvosech. The Derech Mitzvosech deals with a number of mitzvahs, a Hasidic commentary on a number of the mitzvahs. And we're going to spend now, maybe it'll take this week and next week in Mitzvah Hashem, on the subject of the prohibition of despising a Jew and the mitzvah of Ahav Yisrael, the mitzvah of loving every Jew. This is especially the time of the year to do it, to be misakin, to try to repair the this midah of Ahavas Yisrael, which you know brought about the death of the students of Rabbi Akiva, and to prepare for Shavuos, which is Vayichen Sham Keneged Ahar, that the Jewish people were brought together in a state of Achdus and oneness. So let's learn the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael. So he brings the lashon of the Rambam. Shloi lisnach lechaveir shnemer leisisnas achicha b'vavecha. You're not allowed to hate another Jew. As it says in the Torah, leisisnas achicha b'vavecha. Lehov kol adam Yisrael shnemer v'yahaf l'recha kamaicha. And the positive mitzvah is to love every Jew as yourself. So yadua mayim mehilal hazakin lehager. So the Rebbe writes, the Tzemach Tzadik writes, that it's well known from the Gemara in Shabbos, the statement that Hillel HaZaken made to the convert, or the potential convert, that Hillel told the ger while standing on one foot, that something that is hateful, that you despise, don't do to another Jew, don't do to somebody else. Zehu kol ha-Torah kula. Hillel said, that's the entire Torah. V'idach perushahu. And the rest of the Torah is a commentary on that one fundamental principle of all Judaism, that something that you don't want done to yourself, don't do to somebody else. Ube'emes, the Rebbe writes, Ube'emes, in truth, einoy muvan kol kach. So the Tzemach Tzadik says that in truth, this is not easily understood, it's difficult to understand. So if you want to tell me that this would be a fundamental principle in the laws that govern the relationship between people, I understand. That something that you don't want, done to yourself, you shouldn't do to somebody else. So I guess that makes sense. It means you wouldn't want Lashon Hara spoken about you. You wouldn't want somebody to embarrass you in public. So in other words, we can understand that would be the basis of all mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro, between one person and another. Aval mitzvahs ben adam l'makom, however, regarding mitzvahs between a Jew and Hashem, Shabbos, and Taras Mishpacha, and Tefillin, Mezuzah, whatever it is, regarding all those mitzvahs, what's there to say? What does it have to do with something that you don't want done to yourself? Don't do it to somebody else. Regarding those mitzvahs that are between you and God, what does that have to do with anything? And especially since regarding Hashem, the Pasuk in Iyov says that Hashem doesn't need your love. You know, Hashem is not hurt by your disrespectful treatment of him and so on, and all the mitzvahs between us and Hashem were given to improve our lives. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hurt or insulted or in any way his stature is diminished by anything that you might do against him. So what does it mean? Something you don't want done to yourself, don't do to Hashem? What does it mean? It sounds almost childish. And also he says it's well known, this is from the writings of the Arizal, and it's in many of the Svardish Sidurim and some of the Chassidish Sidurim, that before you begin davening in the morning, before you say Matovu, you should accept upon yourself the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kameicha, you should accept upon yourself the mitzvah of loving another Jew, all other Jews as yourself. Because it is a great principle in the service of God. He says, we must understand this. Now, there are two parts to this discussion. We'll probably be able to finish the first part tonight. There are very, very big chidushim in how to look at the world and how to look at the relationship between people and how to look at the relationship between us and Hashem. But it's not simple. The Tzemach Tzedek is not, he's not vertlich, you understand, you're not reading like the Mayonash Torah, a wellsprings of Torah for the Parashas HaShavua. This is a mimer from the Tzemach Tzedek, and really, you have to stick with it. It's not simple. Now, there are some things that it's impossible to find any piece of the Tzemach Tzedek that does not contain some Kabbalah. But so the Kabbalistic contents, I will either skip, or try to explain in the most basic level, which is all I'm hoping to understand myself, so that we could at least be able to put the thing together, so it shouldn't disrupt the flow of the piece. So the Rebbe writes as follows. Hinei b'tame mitzvahs parash kadoshim kosav ha-Arizal v'zel l'shono. He begins with a statement from the Arizal. Now the Arizal did not write any svarim. When it says the Arizal wrote, it does not mean he actually wrote. It was written by his student Rebbe Chaim Vital. So in the Tami HaMitzvahs in Parash Kedoshim Kosav HaRizal, which means Rabbi Chaim Vital wrote in the name of his Rebbe the Ari, Ki Kol Yisrael Soid Guf Echad Shel Nishmas Adam HaRishon, that the entire Jewish people, in all generations, are the mystery of the single, of the Guf, of the body, of one single unified body, Shall nishmas Adam Harishon, of the soul of Adam Harishon, can know that slain in the Sefer Gilgulim. The kol echad miYisrael who ever prati. In other words, every single Jew who would ever live. Now, how this relates to non-Jews is not a subject for now, where they fit into this picture. But every single Jew, according to the Arizal, was somehow part of Adam Harishon. On our level, that's enough to say, without getting into the whole Gilgulim story. Every single Jew who would ever live, till the end of time. Not from Tchias HaMesim, but till the end of time. Every single Jew was somehow part of Adam HaRishon. Who Ever Prati, the Kol HaCham Yisrael, who Ever Prati, each Jew is a certain limb, so to speak, a part of Adam HaRishon. Umizehu Ha'arvus, She'odam Arev Bishvil Chaveiro. And that's why we have a din, we have a law, a very, very important law and a guiding principle in halacha, that one Jew is responsible for the actions of another Jew. Im yechta. Now, there's another Jew sins, like the Gemara says in Shavuos and Sanhedrin. So if a person sins, you can't, even if that person somehow was able to do this without your knowledge, but if in any way you were, even in the most distant manner, it was possible for you to somehow prevent that or to try to prevent it. So then, halacha says that you have a responsibility to do what you can. Therefore, noheg morizal. So Rabbi Chaim Vital says, therefore, my Rebbe the Arizal has the custom. Lo me prote haviduyim. Therefore, even though the Arizal did not sin, even though my Rebbe never sinned, the Arizal was a malach Hashem. Nevertheless, he would say, "Ashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu, achetshechatonu," right? That we did the following sins, and to go through the whole list of averus, not just to say because there are other Jews in the world that have done this. Ki kol Yisrael guf echad, because the entire Jewish people, the collective being that's known as Am Yisrael or Knesset Yisrael, consists of many, many limbs. So if there's it's like a person steals something with his right hand, and he says, what do you want from my left hand? My left hand didn't do anything. What do you have a tiny against my left hand? That was, they put the guy in jail. So the guy has a tiny, what are you putting me in jail? My right hand stole, why do you put the rest of my body in jail? Say, my shaita, listen, it goes together. The whole thing is one goof. So the Rizal taught that all of Klal Yisrael from the beginning of time, from Adam Harishon till the end of time, is one guf. Is this one mysterious body known as Knesset Yisrael. Therefore, the Arizal would say vidui because there are other Jews in the world who are sinning. And it's not just that I feel big because there's some other Yid that's sinning. That in a certain way, it's the part of my guf. My left hand has done something wrong, and I'm connected to this guf. I'm involved in it. Yeah, in the plural. According to the Arizal, yes. That's from the Arizal. So the Tzemach Tzedek explains. That Adam HaRishon included within him all of the future souls of the Jewish people. In parentheses, Levad me oisan sheyavo achar hatchia ayin sham. We're not going to get into that. He did not include within him the new souls that were coming to the world after the time of Tchias HaMesim. We're not going to get into that. Shahaya kolel kula. So Adam HaRishon included within him all future souls. Kihu bechina kolokla, I'm sorry, mehem nitlim berosha. Some of the future neshamas were connected to the mind, to the head of Adam HaRishon. Mehem bezroo. Some of the future neshamas are connected to the arm of Adam HaRishon. Val shem zen nikra Adam, Adam ele elyon. That's why, according to the Ramban and other Rishonim, which is rooted in Chazal, the reason that a human being is called, the reason he's called Adam, from the word Adam ele elyon, which means Micheskel. Adam ele elyon means I am similar. I resemble the one above. So Adam HaRishon included within his being. All the future souls of Yisrael were all included in him. And in this way, Adam HaRishon resembled the creator of the world. Adam ele elyon, I am like Hashem. The word Adam is Adam ele elyon. Why? So the Rebbe says, Val shem zeh nikra Adam ele elyon, ki hu b'china klolis. Just like Hashem is the all-inclusive one, all of reality is included in Hashem. There's nothing outside Hashem. So kivyochol, not on the same level, God forbid. But Adam HaRishon included within him all of Knesset Yisrael. V'nimshach m'b'chines Adam de la'ela. And Adam HaRishon's ability to contain within himself all the future souls of Yisrael is the result of his resemblance and his being drawn from the Adam de la'ela. What does it mean, Adam de la'ela? Adam de la'ela means the man above. The man above is another way of saying what? Hashem. You know, look, every one of you here has seen like these weird drawings. If you ever happen to see some like, you know, cover of a Kabbalistic book of someone who's making believe it's a Kabbalistic book, and you see the figure of a man, right? You'll see a figure of a man and it says Keser, Chochm, the arms have things, and the legs have Netzach and Hod, right? Okay. So, Hashem is Baruch created Adam, the human form, the human being, Adam. In a way that is not physically chas v'chalila, it's apikorsis. According to the Rambam, it's apikorsis. Not everybody holds it's apikorsis, but certainly we hold it's apikorsis. Not physically there's any resemblance to the creator of the world, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Adam de la'ela. Now pay close attention. Hashem, who is the man above, or is called sometimes the Adam al-Hakise, the one who sits on his throne, Hashem has created the man, the Adam HaTachton, the lower man, Adam HaRishon, in a way that in some way spiritually resembles the all-inclusive quality of the Adam HaElyon, of the higher man, which is Hashem. So, again, not God forbid, it's not God forbid the same, Chas V'Chalila, right? But when we read Midrashim that say that there were angels that mistook Adam for God, it doesn't have to do with any kind of physical appearance, right? It means certain kochos, certain powers that Adam HaRishon had. Because Chazal say that the Malachim thought that it was Hashem. I mean, we don't understand what that means. So there's an Adam HaElyon and there's the Adam HaTachton. So the Adam HaTachton, the lower human being, Adam HaRishon, Adam, was drawn forth, was created in a way that resembles the Adam HaElyon in certain qualities. And the quality that that the Arizal was referring to regarding this mitzvah of loving other Jews and having a responsibility towards all Jews during your lifetime, before and after your lifetime, somehow, this comes from this point of resemblance. That just as the master of the world, Hashem, includes within him all existence, he created other Marishan to include within him all the future souls of Am Yisrael. Shekol el eser sviros, the yud sviros, the 10 sviros, bebchinas partsuf, which is the aspect of the divine face, we're not going to talk about that, ukedechsiv b'ni b'chori Yisrael. B'ni b'chori, my firstborn child, Yisrael. Again, if you notice that there are certain things that I'm not explaining, it's only because I think that because I don't understand it, and because I don't think that it's something that together we could work out in the context of such a class, so we should try to. Without endangering ourselves. V'hine, the Rebbe explains, Mavur b'mokam acher, b'inyan odom d'layla, I have explained elsewhere, this subject of the odom d'layla, of man above, which is Hashem, shehu b'chinas shema d'tikun. Now, I'm just going to tell you what the shema means, but we're not going to worry about shemas of Hashem right now. The name, Hashem, there are different names for Hashem. And then even in the name Yudke Vavke, Ha Yehovah V'yeh, even in the name Yudke Vavke, there are different ways that the Yudke Vavke can be spelled. Yudke Vavke. The Shema means the one that equals 45. Mem He equals 45. That means Yud is spelled Yud Vav Dalet, He is spelled He Aleph, He, Vav is spelled Vav Aleph Vav, and the hey is spelled hey aleph. That equals 45. That is a very, very profound subject. What does that mean? Sometimes you could spell yud hey, 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 vav, vav, and hey, hey. And there are different meanings and different types of energy that are reflected in different configurations of Hashem's name. We don't have to get into it. I'm just telling you what the Shema. The Shema means Hashem's name when it's Yud Ke Vav Ke spelled out in the way that I told you with the Aleph's. That's 45. That's called the Shem. That's called the Shema. Now you notice that the word Adam equals how much? 45. So the name Adam, it corresponds to the Shema. In other words, Hashem who is perfect. Hashem who is perfect is reflected in this name, Yudke Vavke, spelled with the Aleph's, which equals 45, and is reflected in that word Adam, the human being down here below, the Adam of this world, is a reflection of the Adam above that includes this Yudke Vavke spelled in that way. But more than that, we don't need for now. We can still understand the discussion without getting into names of Hashem. So this is called the Shema de Tikkun. Now, the word tikkun is very important, and we've spoken about this before here in different ways in the shul. There are two basic stages in reality, basic stages, because there are subdivisions, but basic stages is that there's something called the world of tohu, of chaos, of disorder, and then there's the world of tikkun, of repair and correction. Now obviously, our job through Torah mitzvah is somehow to bring about a tikkun. And the world is in a state of disrepair as a result of some cataclysmic event that happened that was beyond our control. But our job in this world is to bring to tikkun. So this name of Ma, Mem He, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is reflected in the word Adam, is a manifestation or a symbol of the world of tikkun, of repair and correction, which will ultimately be revealed in the days of Mashiach. Now he brings it down to earth. He brings it down to earth. Again, the Yud Sviros, for our purposes here, are the 10 ways, the different ways that Hashem runs the world. That's all we're going to say. So the lower spheres, as you all know, consist of what we're going through right now is Sviros Omer. So the lower spheres consist of Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchus. Right? Those are the lower spheres of how Hashem runs the world. So what there is a configuration of spheres that exists in a state of tikkun, when things are the way they're supposed to be, and there's a different configuration of the 10 spheres when things are not the way they're supposed to be. Now, when things are the way they're supposed to be, all the midos, chesed, we can understand this on a simple level. All of the midos of chesed, gevurah, tiferes, all these things are klulim zebezeh. What does it mean, klulim zebezeh? Are all interrelated and connected, one with the other. In other words, ideally, chesed will be used at the proper time, in total balance with when you use the quality of strictness and severity, which will be used in perfect coordination with Tiferes and with Yesod and the rest of them. They will be used in perfect symmetry and coordination one with the other. This way of looking at the ten spheros, is that they're all completely interlocked, intermingled. Chesed contains within it Gvur and the rest. Gvur contains within it the rest, and so on. When we're saying that, when going through the Sefiros Omer now, you get a taste of this, a little bit of a taste of it, right? When you read, when you're talking about Yesod Shebahod, Hod Shebahod, right? Yesod Shebechesed, Malchus Shebemalchus, and so on. So the world in its perfect state, in perfect balance and symmetry, when everything in the world is exactly the way it's supposed to be, then all of the higher midos and man's behavior are perfectly balanced. Your reaction to anything that happens in your life will be the perfect reaction. It won't be that you're a chesed person, therefore you will incorrectly use chesed at the wrong time. You'll have a person like that, right? He's a big bal chesed, and because he's a big bal chesed, the kids might do things that they should be disciplined for, and then he's not going to discipline them because his chesed is overwhelming. Well, that's not good. It's not good. Because it had to be intermingled with the other midos. Is this understood? A proper balance means when all the spheres and all the midos are interlocked and all used in exactly the right measure and form. That's when everything exists in that state of tikkun, of rectification and repair. Shechesed yakol migvur. In the state of correction and repair, chesed includes gevura. Ugvur michesed, and so on and so forth. That's the Olam of Tikkun, the next page. That's the world of Tikkun. That's wonderful. That's the ideal way that we could relate to each other, and that's the ideal way that Hashem can relate to the world. Now, obviously, in order for Hashem to relate to the world in such an ideal way, we have to begin. Our job is to try to correct this in our lives, which is a lot easier than Hashem correcting these things, right? We have to correct it ourselves. Now, that's called the configuration of Tikkun. Do I still have you? Is everybody all right? It's okay? What's the matter? Tell me, what is it?
Not clear.
What's not clear?
I have to be able to explain it to my wife. It's
not. Well, don't worry about the term mem-hei, or don't be concerned with the names. Let's not worry about that. The point is as follows. This, I think, is something that could be made very, very clear. Maybe I'm not going to be able to do it, but you'll be able to make it clear inside your own mind that we all understand that sometimes in our personalities, let's talk personality, in our personalities, we will sometimes allow a certain mida within us to express itself in too overwhelming a way. It should have been properly balanced with a different mida. In order to react to something in the perfect way, then there should be a balance between all of our midos. We will get angry at the wrong time, or we'll be overly generous, or we'll be overly demanding, and so on, when our midos are not properly aligned, right? So, or not properly interlocked. So the ideal state of creation, before we talk about Hashem, with ourselves, is when they're within ourselves, these ten kochos ha-nefesh, which are called chesed, gevurah, tiferes, and so on. These kochos ha-nefesh, when these aspects of our personality are intermingling with one another in such a way that everything is expressed in its proper way without it leaning too heavily to the right or too heavily to the left, because one mida took over the other mida. So that's cool. When that exists, when that interlocked, intermingling of midos exists, that's called the world of repair. And that's great. That's the way it's supposed to be. Okay. Now that is a reflection. When we achieve that, that is a reflection of the higher spheres, of the higher midos interlocking in such a way. But Hashem gave it, of course, up to us to do this, and then he will, excuse me?
In balance.
In perfect balance. In perfect harmony. And this is what we're waiting for the end of time. In Yisrael Hashem. So that's called the world of tikkun, of correction and repair. Then the Rebbe continues, Masha'enu kein betohu. Then you have the disturbing reality that's called tohu. Now don't get fixed on the word tohu, because every one of us, when we think of tohu, we're thinking of, oh, that's from the first pasuk in the Torah. Tohu exists now. It's not just something that once was. We're still in tohu. Tohu means confusion. Now, in the state of tohu, Masha'enikim b'b'chinas b'tohu, hoyu b'b'chinas pirud zeh tachas zeh. Now, in the world of tohu, which is now, we could be living in a world of tohu, you and I. I mean, how we live and how we relate to our friends and family and so on could be tohu. In the world of tohu, there is not an interlocking and an intermingling and a blending of the midos one into the other, with gvura sort of meshing with chesed and teferis, everything moving together. In a state of tohu, the kochos hanefesh exist as a line, a vertical line. Which means, they're not connected one to the other. There's a hierarchy of kochos and nefesh. Now, when there's a hierarchy, you understand that each one can go crazy. If you picture, you see, it's a difference between picturing all 10 blurring and mingling and connecting one to the other, like in a circle where they're all running into each other. But if they're lined up in a line, then chesed could shine separately. You follow? Chesed is its own thing. It looks around. There's no gvur. Chesed will just be chesed. That's very, very nice. But it could be dangerous. You understand? Because if chesed is used improperly, it could be as damaging as gvur being used improperly. Excuse me? Like Shaul HaMelech, right? Exactly. Shaul HaMelech had chesed, had rachmanis on Agag, on the king of Amalek. And because of that, we have tzaris ad hayom to this day, right? So the Rebbe Shlomo said, "Al tiit sad the karabes, like al tigbal chesed." You're a big bal chesed, but the problem with that act of chesed was that it acted independently. So let's take into our personality as another example. Gvura, strength and severity, is a wonderful characteristic, and a person who doesn't have it is in big danger, because it means maintaining a proper discipline of oneself and so on. But if gvura is an isolated aspect of your personality, and it exists without being connected to the other midos, then you could become a small, shriveled up, nasty, angry, selfish person. That's what can happen. Because when there's gvura, but it's not locked up with everything else in the system, it's just sort of, it's a straight line, chesed, gvura, tiferes, but each thing could be like in its own, and it just is a hierarchy, like with a string going through it from the higher to the lower, which is called Zetach Zeh, that's called the state of Tohu. That's called the state of confusion. So the Rebbe writes, Vahiskalulus, top line on page 56. I don't know if it says the page number there, but on the second page. Vahiskalulus azos, hu ayidei hamshochas shem ma, shimim mitzcha, shu b'chines einsof, hakol el kol hishtalshlus, or protan hinzoim. I'm not going to get into the names of Hashem. I think that throws you off a little bit. So without using the name. A human being can achieve this perfect balance and harmony. He has the ability to achieve this wonderful harmony when all the midos are included in himself in perfect symmetry. Why does the human being have the ability to be that way? Because the human being was created in God's image. And Adam ha'elyon, or Adam de la'ela, the man above, Hashem above, in that quality that's called Ein Sof, the infinite, never-ending one, all of his midos are included all in his divine essence. All chesed, gvura, tiferes, all are one. Everything is one. So how does a human being have the potential to achieve this remarkable unity, unification, this oneness of personality? That everything comes out just the way it's supposed to, with all the midos perfectly balanced and interlocked one with the other, because the human being can lift himself up to the divine image, which is Ein Sof, which includes in it all opposites. In other words, in this world, most people, you have a personality that's a chesed type of personality, and he struggles with gevurah. Like Avraham Avinu struggling with Akedas Yitzchak. It's Rachmanis, right? For Avraham Avinu to have to sacrifice his son was an unbelievable thing. Because Avraham Avinu is pure chesed. So most of us in this world, you know, we're comfortable with a certain personality and a certain midah, and we don't include within our lives all of the other midos in perfect balance with that one midah that's shining in us more than other midos. But we can be perfect. We can be as perfect as a human being can be. That's why a human being is called Adam, from the word Adam le'elyon. I am like man above. I can be that way. I can be that way where everything about me works in perfect harmony. All the midos are working one with the other in perfect harmony. Because why? He says, Einsof HaKol Kol Hishtalshus V'Pratim Mitzrayim Kimimcha HaKol. Kimimcha HaKol means everything comes from Hashem. Hashem includes within him all opposites. You see, Hashem includes within him Chesed and Gevurah. Hashem has no problem with that. Hashem makes peace. Osa Shalom B'Romov, Hu Yasa Shalom Aleinu. So what's the simple pshat when you say Osa Shalom B'Romov, Hashem makes peace above? We say it every day, benching and davening. What does it mean, Osa Shalom B'Romov? What does it mean? What does it mean? Ayis Hashalom B'Romayimav. So the simple pshat is Hashem makes peace between the two angels. Which two angels? Michael and Gavriel. Michael, of course, is from which side? The right, which is Chesed. And Gavriel is Gevura, from the left. Hashem makes peace between Michael and Gevura. And Hashem creates peace between all the Midos. Hu Yasa Shalom Aleinu. Hashem, help us to achieve this proper balance and intermingling of the world of Tikkun, and lift us out of this craziness of Tohu, where different midos are taking over, Gvura, Chesed, other things, taking over our lives and causing us to go away from your Torah and away from your will. Yeah, Elokim. Elokim means including all powers, which means exactly. That's true. Elokim means God who includes within him the vast different kochas in creation. That's exactly what Elokim means. You're talking about every person becoming a tzaddik. Yeah. But when you're going to hear how he brings this into the mitzvah Ahavas Yisrael, it's a whole different way of looking at things. It's a whole different way of looking at things. See, v'lachein, therefore, now look what he says. V'lachein, therefore, hu hagorim gam kein inyan hiskalus achre yitziyosam el hagilui kol echad v'echad b'fnei atzmo. So my ability to realign and interlock my midos and my personality, my ability to do that comes from Hashem, from the Adam Delayla, who exists in such a way. Alright, that could be explained, but it would take too long. Then he continues. The next line. And in this way, Yuvan Gam came b'nishmos Yisrael. Listen how beautiful this is. Now we can understand too when it comes to the soul of the Jewish people, the souls of all Jews. Shehem koma shlema b'yachad. Now, he began with the teaching of the Ari HaKadosh, that all the Jewish people from the beginning of time were included in the body, in that living form, which is called Adam HaRishon, and Adam HaRishon resembles Hashem. Dahainu nishmas Adam HaRishon, shehi klalusam, vagam sheyesh bo ramach evar miyuchadim. Now, Hashem created the human being where there are 248 and 365, right? That's the human form. 248 limbs and 360 organs and 365 sinews or veins, whatever. But that's the human form. So Adam HaRishon is one being that consists of 613 parts. Harehem kulam zemizeh. But all of these parts in a human being are included one in the other. Now, what does that mean? Okmal derech mashal. He says, for instance, beguf echad, with a human body. Shehagam shehu bizchalkus tzir evarim, rosh raglaim v'yadayim tziparnayim. Now, when you look at yourself, you look at a picture of a human being, there are many different parts of the human being. So there are hands, and there are nails, and there are toes, and so on and so forth. So these are separate, distinct organs and limbs. Mikomakom kol echa kol mizuloso. Nevertheless, each limb includes within it, it's interlocked and intermingled with the other limb. The same life force that gives life to your hand gives life to your foot. And the complex system of veins and arteries and nerves and so on all create this connection between the different parts of the body. And it's known that you can heal one limb. I mean, now especially when they use these you know, like acupuncture, these different things, where you know that for instance, that you can have all different kinds, God forbid, of tsaros in your body, and there's something on the spine, that if the right thing is touched on the spine, then you're like, you have a refuah in your pinky. So, what does my pinky have to do with, what are they doing? She said, listen, doctor, what are you doing back there? I'm telling you, my pinky is bothering me. What are you touching my spine? She tells her, shtoy kach ala b'machshova l'fonai, and he touches your spine. Oh. Then your pinky is okay. The Kosh Baruch Hu made the Adam in such a tzura where the parts of the body are related, and are not just related, but mamish are connected intimately in such a way. Mitzad erev hadomim v'hiskalus hazois be'evari haguf v'chiyus hanefesh behem hu machmes klalus hachiyus shekola kulam. Now, why is the body like that? Because this is one living being, and that thing that's called life. That thing that's called life makes a shidduch between your fingers and your head and it's called life. There's no such thing that a person, you can't say that a person he's partially alive. He's not a little bit alive. He's either alive or he's dead. You can't say, they use an expression, this limb is dead. But Bamis, we know that's not a true expression. It's not functioning. He can't use it. But there's no such thing as partial death. What they call brain death or this death, that's a nechta getog. There's no such thing. It's either he's alive or he's dead. Why? Because that thing that's called chiyus, life draws into it all the aspects of the person, right? Every part of the body is kolul, is included in that thing which we call life. Shuha meir b'moach shebarosh, which illuminates from the mind and the head. Shemimenu nispardu kol echad la'atzmo, that energy which in Chassidus, which is believed, I don't know, again, medically, there will be things that might not be accepted medically. But Api Chassidus, Api Kabbalah, the life force, the energy comes from the mind, from the brain. Kol echad la'atzmo v'kolo kulam derech moshel ha'yuli k'yadua v'lachein ha'moach hu ha'margish kol ke'eve ha'ramach evarim. Therefore, he says, therefore the Rebbe writes, that Api Kabbalah, since all comes from the mind, in other words, just like you have Adam, that's God above, sitting on the throne, inside the human being, that part of him that is called the Adam that sits on the throne is his mind, the brain. Therefore, the Rebbe writes that you can get a headache from anything, any part of your body that's not functioning properly can cause you a headache. Everybody knows that if your tooth is hurting you badly enough, it'll start to bother your head, right? If your little toe is bothering you, you can start to have a pounding headache. Because since it all starts from there, the energy is flowing from there. From that quality that's called chachma, since it all comes from there, therefore life that comes from that part is sensitive to all the different limbs of the body. That's what he writes. Kol keva haramachi varim bekeva yadim haregel shovim etzlo. By the mind, by the brain, by your head, it doesn't make a difference if your toe is hurting or your hand is hurting. Either way, you can get a headache. Either way. Adarabi says. The Rebbe says sometimes you'll see that if you have a hangnail, it could hurt. It can cause you a bigger headache than if your arm is hurting you. A little nail, which is the end of the body, which hardly a nail hardly feels anything. But you can have more aggravation. You can have a worse headache from a hangnail. Well, derech zeh, the Rebbe says, and in this manner. Hoya his kalus baramach evari nefesh other marishan zemize. And in this way, valderze, in this way, this his kalus, this all inclusive interconnection of the ramach evari nefesh other marishan zemize machmas mekor chaye nafshu shahumi pchinas chachmi lod adam helion. All Jews come from that one source, which is called the Adam Ha'elyon, the mind of God Himself. All of us come from that one place. We're all, and we became embodied in Adam Arishan. But every single Jew is like another limb of the body, that it was drawn forth from God's mind. B'chinis Ein Sof Baruch Hu, Sheshoru Misyachid B'chachmaso Shuch V'chachmaso Echad, L'chein Nemar B'ni B'chori, U'kmo HaBein Shu Tipa Mimoach Ha'av. So Hashem calls the Jewish people, you are my firstborn son. Just like the son, the child, it means a child, just like the child comes from that drop that somehow emanated forth, again according to Chassidus, from the mind of the father until it went through his body and then and eventually became a fertilized, you know, embryo, whatever it was, that eventually that all begins from the chokhma, from the tipa shebamoach, from the drop that was in the mind, from that original thought. Ach, omnam, however, la'achish nischalk and nishmas adam arishin l'shiroshim rabim. Now let's move quickly. Now it goes much faster. Once the soul of Adam Rishon was divided into different roots and different nisharashim rabim kolach nechlok lanofim l'nitzaitis rabbis kegufas miyuchadis harezekim. Now how do we now look? We're no longer sitting in Adam Rishon, so there are already millions and millions of Jews over the years. So we're not, it's not like we can look at ourselves and see like I'm Adam Rishon's hand or I'm a part of Adam Rishon's toe. So this eventually, in other words, in each generation there'll be hundreds of thousands of Jews that come from the toe, from the mind, from the nail, from whatever it is, from Adam Arishan. But this is branched out in a million ways. Now, we don't feel anymore from one to the other. If you would, God forbid, if you would just have an arm, a dismembered arm sitting someplace, and then you would have from the same body a leg sitting on the table, excuse me for being, you know, so unappetizing. But if you have an arm over here, some people do this for recreation. We Baruch Hashem don't. So if you would have an arm over here from the same body and a leg from the same body that they were just amputated, and you go kuchi kuchi koo by the arm, it's not like, you know, the guy's going to feel that leg is not going to feel anything either, because there it seems that what's happened now is that one thing that's called life, that mysterious thing called life, no longer is bringing these two together, right? They've been cut off from the body, which is the horrible thing called karis, by the way, which I don't want to get into right now. When it says in the Torah that you're cut off from Israel, it's a very scary thing, what that means. It's a very scary thing. Everybody says, oh, it means you're going to die before you're 60, well, or 40. It's a very scary thing. Al pi Kabbalah, what does it mean to be cut off from the Jewish people? It means a type of a dismemberment, and it's a terrifying thing. So he says, now, therefore, he says, one does not feel the pain of the other. The arm doesn't feel the pain of the foot. Now, listen to this. This separation or dismemberment, it's only a physical dismemberment. In other words, it's true that I am one physical body, and Shalom Yanni is a separate person. I mean, that's true. Physically, if something is hurting Shalom Yanni, God forbid, it doesn't give me a headache. Physically, well, doesn't make a difference to me. He has a headache, doesn't bother me. I don't have to even know about it. If something's hurting him, it doesn't hurt me physically. Here's the point. But mitzad the esem, the soul of the Jewish people, there's no such thing as dismemberment. I mean, again, there is such a thing as karis. I don't want to get into it right now. But the way things are, the soul was never the. There was no separation. Only physically there's a separation between Jews. Like I always say from Rabbi Levine, that beautiful line that he said when he went to the doctor with his wife. He says, doctor, my wife's foot is hurting us. Right? Now, on our level, when Rabbi Levine said, my wife's foot is hurting us, he said it the way he said everything, in total innocence, right? It wasn't something that he was saying to impress anybody. So when Rabbi said, my wife's foot is hurting us, we're talking about such a profound love and such a profound empathy that Rabbi Mamish felt pain. Mamish felt pain when his wife's foot was hurting. Or they say from the Tanya, from the Baal Tanya, that when the Baal Tanya, they say from the Tzemach Tzedek, but it goes back to the Tanya, that when the Baal Tanya would listen to Jews that would come to him all day with sorrows, so they say the Baal Tanya used to change his clothing after each interview. In other words, anytime somebody would come to him and pour their hearts out, whatever, so the Baal Tanya would have to change all of his clothing from head to toe. So he once explained. He once explained. It wasn't just an exertion and therefore he was perspired. It wasn't just that. Listen to what the Tanya said. He said, here's a Jew that's coming to me with his problem. With his pain. In order for me to feel his... How could I understand his pain? I'm not him. I can't feel his pain. So the Tanya says, therefore, I must be poshe tzura. I must take off my own tzura, my own clothing, my own form, so to speak, and become him. But the problem is that once I'm him, I don't have a solution to the problem. Because he doesn't have a solution to his problem. So when I become him, I don't know the solution. I'm as lost as he is. So what I have to do is, after I've become him, then I have to take off that garment of him and be loveish tzura and to put on again my garments so that now I can know who he is, but I can help him because now I'm back to myself. So Tanya said. I guess you have to be, you know, you have to be one to know what that means. But I mean, so the Tanya's taking clothing on, putting, changing back and forth. He's becoming this one, he's becoming himself. Mitzad the guf, physically, each Jew is separated one from the other. So the arm and the foot are on the table, they don't feel anything. Because the chiyus is not connecting them anymore. But everybody knows that spiritually, the chiyus of the Jewish people connects us all the time. The chiyus, what keeps us alive, we're still called, no matter what happens to us, through all the years, the Jewish people are still called the Adam, the Adam HaTachton, we're still called God's Adam here in this world, the Jewish people. And we all have that one life force that comes from Hashem himself, from the Neshama of Adam HaRishon, that so we're all one Adam, physically we're not. But spiritually we are. So he writes, like the hand that has veins from the foot and the ayin and the eye and so on, v'chein beregel min hayad and so on. Even though the eye in a person and the foot have nothing, it seems, in common with each other, but a person can have a terrible pain in his eye or in his head because of what happens to the foot, as long as the life force maintains the connection. Therefore the Arizal said, Kol prote haviduyim. Therefore the Arizal used to say all the confessions, all the viduyim. The Arizal would say all the viduyim. Shechot echem Yisrael. Because there's some Jew someplace that sinned, that Jew that sins someplace, somewhere in the world, he's like a little foot or a little toe, but the Arizal is the brain, but the Arizal has a headache. Shehu ka'av oisai ever, shebo mishreshes nefesh oisai Yisrael, because the Arizal felt the pain of that limb, which is attached to the body of Israel. Therefore, the pain of that low little toe of the Jewish people, some little yiddle somewhere that sinned, affects the highest mind, which is the Arizal. Shemushros nefesh Arizal. Ubefrat mitzad mekor nishmasena moach ha'av. Because we all come from, our neshamas all come from one place, which is the mind of the Divine Father, which is Hashem. V'chachmasi yizbarach ha'kolos kulam. And the wisdom of Hashem, the chachma of Hashem, that includes all in him. Umargish ka'ev kol ramach evarim. V'lachein nitztavinu gamkein lehov kol adam Yisrael. Therefore we were commanded to love every Jew. Sherei kol adam kolam mikol nishmas Yisrael. Because every Jew includes within him all the neshamas of all Jews. You know, when they say that when Napoleon came to that town in Russia, and it was Tisha B'Av, and he heard wailing and screaming coming from a shul, so Napoleon ran into there, and he said, what's happened? What's going on? So they told Napoleon that we're crying about the destruction of the temple. And they said, the destruction of the temple was thousands of years ago. So they said, it still hurts. So Napoleon was supposedly said that they're going, that long after Napoleon is gone, you people are going to still be here. If you could feel the pain of thousands of years ago, and of course, we feel the joy of thousands of years ago. The only reason we're able to do that is because, and a non-Jew, a guy can't understand such a thing, because there's no hiskalus haneshamas and the neshama of Adam HaRishon. There's no guf. There's no one guf. Only by Klal Yisrael. As Adam Kalam and Kal Nishmas Yisrael, Kanal Menhei Varim Baharei Im Kain. Therefore, Bo Yezul also Gam Kain. Therefore, in you is also the other. Doctor, my wife's foot is hurting us. The Yehov Zalasa Kamo, and you can love the other person mamish as yourself. The Chenhu Kolub Zalasa Kanal Bekishor Hayavarim. with this interconnection of all the limbs. V'zehu gam ken shetzarach l'kabel of mitzvah zukadim atfil. That's why before you daven, you should accept the mitzvah of loving another Jew. K'dei sheyuchel limso nafshu be'achot shetal lefnei Hashem b'chines mayim nukvim b'kriyishma. So you should be able to offer your soul and connect to Hashem, who is all-inclusive, who has everything in Him. That you should be able to direct yourself, because you can't just direct your hand and your foot or your toe to God. You have to direct the entirety of your being to Hashem. And that only comes when you connect to other Jews. The only way you could connect to Hashem is a healthy whole being. And the only way that you're a healthy whole being is if you're connected to the Jewish people, because otherwise you're just a dangling limb. That you should be included with all neshamas. Like a human form. If one part of the body, God forbid, is sick and is withering and dying, then the rest of the body is in terrible danger. A guy's foot is all messed up, and you tell him, go with the other foot, and what's the matter with you? Why are you sitting there? He says, I can't. It's not working. Then you are appealing to the one God who includes within Him all the neshamas. Then you can return to the one light that is the source of all life. How do you connect to that? How do you bring yourself into the world of tikkun? How do you bring yourself into the divine illumination of Hashem's grace and His love for you, that Hashem should love you and answer your tefillas? You know how Hashem will answer your tefillas? So He says, when you show yourself, if you present yourself to Hashem as a person who is trying at least to love every Jew, to be one with all the Jewish people, to be one Adam, to be an Adam al-Elyon. V'shali shalach, what's mine is yours. Ki atzmo b'sarhu, because every Jew is mamish your own flesh and blood. God forbid, what happens if you hate the Jew in your heart? Then you're tearing away from yourself a part of yourself. Part of yourself is being maimed, is being dismembered. You're casting away with this hatred. So Mimela, you're blemished. You're missing a part. You're incomplete. Now you're a balmum. You're blemished. Therefore, when something has a mum, and a sacrifice has a mum, has a blemish, when there's something wrong with one of its limbs, it's possible. It can't be offered up to Hashem, and neither can a Jew who has a limb that's torn away, who hates another Jew. That the perfect God who includes within Him all neshamas can't tolerate a blemished sacrifice. There's enough to understand. That's why we have many commandments in the Torah that forbid us to use korbanos that are blemished. And that's why in the parasha of Kedoshim that talks about right there, where it talks about loving another Jew and not to hate another Jew, the Torah goes into the subject of blemished korbanos and to be careful with blemished korbanos. Later on also. Therefore, every korban has to be brought up tomim. That's the only way when it's tomim that is going to be l'rotzen. And then that already in the first way answers up the question that we began with, and we'll continue with it. He has a whole second way. Next week is a whole second path. But that answers up the kasha. That when the ger came to Hillel Zaken, and Hillel Zaken said, I'll tell you the whole Torah, I'll tell you on one foot. So what does it mean to tell the whole Torah on one foot? What are you going to demonstrate now, Jonathan? The whole Torah on one foot means the following. So the Rebbe asked, how could it be? How could it be? What does it have to do with Shabbos and Kashrus and Tefillin, right? What does it have to do? Don't, whatever you don't want done to yourself, don't do to somebody else. What's that with Shabbos? What's that with Shabbos or Kashrus? So the Teretz is. It's the same thing. That if there's something torn away from you, if you're missing a piece, if you're not intact in this mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael, then your entire Avodas Hashem is... This is the gateway to Hashem. Ahavas Yisrael. That's what you say before davening. Because without that, you're balmum. You're balmum with Shabbos, you're balmum with Kash. Everything is off. The whole system is out of whack. Because then you are in a state of tohu, not in a state of tikkun. Tikkun means everything, all different types of Jews are interlocked. All different midos within yourself are interlocked. You can take gevurah, you can with chesed, it all gets along because you have a perfect balance of all these midos. Therefore, you love a Jew who's about chesed. You can love a Jew who's about gevurah because all these midos are intermingled within your being, Adam al Elyon. And when that's working, then you're connected to the one God, to the one system. It's all plugged in and everything's functioning properly. If not, then not with kashrus, not with Shabbos, the whole system is out of whack. So mitzvah next week, the Erev Shavuos, we'll go through the second mahalach of the Tzemach Tzedek, which is a lot easier than the one that we did tonight.